Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer. We'll talk exports in just a moment.
It's the sound of jobs coming to Oklahoma. Our booming oil and gas industry is helping our state's economy grow. And Cliff Brannan is running for Corporation Commission to keep it that way. Cliff Brannan is a rock-solid conservative, a lifetime NRA member and family man who's 100% pro-life. As a conservative leader in the state Senate, Cliff Brannan is fighting against Obama's job-killing EPA regulations, and he wrote laws to boost oil drilling. As Corporation Commissioner, Cliff Brannan wants to improve our economy, increase oil and gas exploration, and achieve energy independence.
I'm Cliff Brannan. I'll always fight against Obama's job-killing regulations. And I'm a conservative. I know energy, I know Oklahoma, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Vote Cliff Brannan for Corporation Commission on June 24th. Paid for by Brannan for Oklahoma.
Red meat exports here thus far in 2014 have been very, very good. And Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that USDA has issued a report from the Economic Research Service that shows exports are going gangbusters and not just for our meat exports.
The entire U.S. agriculture commodity bucket, so it's much broader than just beef, is estimated to be up in value a full 31% for fiscal year of 2014. So that's an expectation compared to 2013. That's a huge increase in the value. It's not, and it's driven by some commodities, many more pounds, some commodities like beef, a little bit of change in the pounds and a notable change in the value. Couple that across the entire basket, that's very good for U.S. ag. Right? We're bringing more dollars home, if you like, is what that's telling me. Specific to beef, beef exports, the expectation of those beef exports was increased in that report compared to the past, and that reflects the experience to date. Right? We've started off, individual countries have been hot. In aggregate, beef exports are doing quite well, I would argue, and I see no reason. I mean, again, I always give the disclaimer, macroeconomic kind of political stuff can create hiccups,
sure.
But short of that, I'm very bullish on those export strength components maintaining strength throughout 2014, consistent with this ERS projection. And it's important to recognize, like I said before, that shows up in these historically high fed cattle prices we were noting.
A key, according to Dr. Tonzer, the fact that a lot of countries are starting to see more disposable income available to their citizens, and those citizens want to move up the food chain, if you want to call it that. They crave meat in a lot of cases and are willing to pay the extra dollars to celebrate by buying a U.S. meat like pork or beef product.
And that's the core reason for my optimism and bullishness is I think population is going to grow. I'm reasonably confident in that. Incomes are expected to grow faster than they have been in many countries. Even though the first quarter of 2014 was a little slower, the rest of 2014 is expected to be a lot faster around the globe. Coupling those two narrowly within 2014, I expect there to be more bidding over a fairly limited number of protein pounds around the world currently. And this country, right, has a comparative advantage of producing grain-finished beef in this story, and I think is well-positioned to benefit from that. We can belabor this some more. Some of those pounds are going to leave the U.S., and we're going to have more discussion about upward pressure on retail prices domestically. So we're going to keep talking about it.
Right.
But that's a good thing for the beef industry. We can't lose sight of that.
While that international hotel and restaurant trade will be a direct competitor for steaks with the U.S. consumer, there are variety meats. There's things like the short ribs that the Asians love so much. There's various products that will be bid up by the foreign buyers that don't have a great demand here in this country. So it's a win-win. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Point South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. We appreciate Dr. Glenn Tonzer joining us today talking about beef and exports. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.